Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton and we're back in the studio, and I'm delighted to say that we have just watched Jurgen Klopp's pre-Southampton press conference, and joining me to react to that in the studio in person are Mike Kearney, Ian Salmon and Gareth Roberts. Jurgen was asked a few things there. He's obviously asked about the protests at Old Trafford last weekend. There was a bit of injury chat at the end and some confusion around whether Nat Phillips was in the starting lineup last week, so we will get stuck into that in the third part of the show. In the second part of the show, we've got Nick Illingsworth as our Southampton caller, but we'll stick to the first part here. And Gareth, I'll come to you first, because you've obviously spoken a lot on sort of recent Anfield Rap shows about the protest, but I'm interested to hear your sort of reaction to what Jurgen was saying there, because he sort of almost foreshadowed this on BT Sport, hadn't he, when he had the sort of discussion with Des Kelly about pundits sort of whipping up fans into a frenzy. And I can see where he's coming from in saying that, but I sort of urge a bit of caution with that, because I don't think that the United fans protesting is a direct causation of, you know, any of what the pundit said. I think that is 16 years of the Glazers absolutely taking the piss and having United fans pants down, and this is what it has led to, not just Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher.
Exactly that. I can see chat, you know, on Twitter right now about, you know, people are taking the piss out of Klopp for saying people need to calm down and stuff like that. It doesn't matter what anyone said in this situation. Like, you know, the European Super League situation and the way they went about it and the way they joined as a cabal, and they didn't want promotion and relegation, and they were boxing themselves off and they were telling us this is the future of football and we don't care what you've got to say about it. That's what lit the blue touch paper under what happened at Old Trafford. And it just gets massively overplayed how influential Gary Neville is. I mean, sound, he's on Sky with Carragher and they've got a great show, and Monday Night Football's a good watch and all the rest of it. The idea that millions of people are setting out every day, taking their views as read and action, doing actions accordingly, absolute joke. I'm sure people can make their own minds up. You know, we said on the show we did the other week, Gary Neville keeps banging on about our owners and what they should be doing and all. I'm all right, Gary. Like, I'm sound. I can make up my own mind about how I feel about FSG. So can everyone who supports Liverpool. And the groundswell of opinion appears to be we don't want to protest in the manner that the Manx did. But the Manx protested in the manner they did because of the strength of feeling, as you say, because it's been 15, 16 years. And this is just... This is just a side track. This is just a story to the side. He's going to be asked about it. He's got to answer it. And he's got to say, I condemn what went on. And no one's allowed anywhere to say, you know, that any form of violence was a good thing. Of course it wasn't. But equally, the fact that, I said this before, the fact that people did it and took it to that extreme shows you how much they care.